Verse number 1 in the Holy Surah, Suratul Hujarat, the surah which teaches us about moral lessons and the way we should live. It says in verse number 1, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم.
O you who have believed, do not put yourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Messenger, but fear Allah. Surely He is all-hearing, all-knowing. The verse warns us about making decisions before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Holy Messenger. We will now look at one of the examples of some people who put their decisions and their thoughts before that of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. During the blessed month of Ramadan, in one of the years after Hijrah, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and some companions were traveling to Mecca. They reached to a place known as Qarra al-Ghamim. At that place, the Holy Prophet requested a glass of water during the two prayers, Zuhr and Asr. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, broke his fast and commanded all of those that were with him to also break their fasts, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it prohibited to fast while traveling. However, this group of people that was with the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, at the time thought that it would be better if they continued fasting so that they may receive greater reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They thought that they would act according to their own desires and their own wishes and make the decision in front of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, by continuing to fast. They were then referred to as the group of sinners by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, for making their own decisions. These people faced tremendous calamities by disobeying the commandments from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. During their lives, they did not receive one glimmer of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and eventually they met their eventual fate of destruction. The meaning of Islam is to submit. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib summarized the meaning of Islam beautifully when he said, Al-Islamu huwa taslim. Islam is simply the submission to the laws and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, a true Muslim is one who submits entirely to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it benefits him or it causes him loss. Even if it's what his soul desires or it goes against what his soul desires, this is a true Muslim, the one who acts and achieves the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, to summarize, we as Muslims, as true believers, ones who follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet and the Holy Book, sometimes we have to overcome our inner passions, our inner desires, and follow the sunnah and the traditions of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, without any excuses whatsoever. This is the meaning and the foundation of Islam and the true meaning of the word Muslim. And remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.